जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्रील रामानंद राय की जय। रामानंद राय डिसअपीयरेंस डे सेलिब्रेशन की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगो। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्पादेशतारिणे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे ड्यूरिंग द भागवतम क्लास विल डिस्कस अबाउट अ पर्सन भागवत। मदर कृष्ण प्रिया जस्ट told me that today is Ramananda Rai's disappearance day, and the consideration was whether to give a class and then speak about whether to give a Bhagavatam class following the verse and then speak about Ramananda Rai, or to just give a class on Ramananda Rai. So Mother Krishna Priya ordered me to give a class on Ramananda Rai. So okay. Hare Krishna. Ramananda Rai is one of the most intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani and with the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Now the question is, when the question may arise that, Krishna appeared with the mood of Radharani and the complexion of Srimati Radharani. So it is just the mood and complexion. But actually, Krishna came with Radharani completely. Because Radharani's mood is Mahabhav. She is the personification of the mood called Mahabhav. Therefore, her mood and herself is non-different. Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. Or the consideration is Rasaraj Mahabhav Dui Akrup. Krishna is Rasaraj, the king of all the mellows, or the reservoir of all mellows. And Srimati Radharani is the personification of Mahabhav. So when the Bhav has come with Srimati Radharani, or with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared with the Mahabhav or Bhav of Radharani, that means it is Srimati Radharani herself. In totality, she appeared with Krishna. So Krishna and Radha together is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shakti and Shaktiman.
the energetic and the energy together. Like energy and energetic, energy is with the energy, energetic. But at the same time, energy and energetic can be separated. So when energy and energetic become separated, then that is Radha and Krishna. And when the energy and energetic are together, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared with the mood of Srimati Radharani, and he appeared along with his associates and Radharani's associates. Sangha, Panga, Parshadai. Sangha, Panga, Astra and Parshadai. Sa Anga, his own associates. His secondary associates. His principal associates, his secondary associates. Along with all of them, Krishna appeared in his Brajal, in Chaitanya Leela. So Krishna appeared with Radharani in the Radha, and the principal factor in this Leela is actually Radharani's mood. So the associates of Radharani also appeared. Now who are the two most important associates of Srimati Radharani? Lalita and Vishakha. Now, principally, Sarup Damodar is Lalita. Lalita Devi appeared and as Sarup Damodar. And Vishakha Devi appeared as Ramananda Rai, principally. But at the same time, it is said that Ramananda Rai is also Lalita, Vishakha, and Arjun, the cowherd boy. So three personalities are in one entity, that is Ramananda Rai. Now how is it possible? In spiritual sky, by Krishna's will, everything is possible. Krishna can many personalities become one, and Krishna can make one personality become many. Just as the question arises, we know that Radharani appeared with Krishna as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I just mentioned, Radharani in totality, in completeness, appeared as with Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then again also we know that Gadadhar Pandit is an expansion of Radharani. Now how is it possible? So here is an explanation. The Radharani in complete totality is with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At the same time, she also appeared as Gadadhar Pandit. Now why did she appear as Gadadhar Pandit? Because Radharani wanted to see when Krishna assumes the mood of Srimati Radharani, how he plays that role. Therefore, to watch that, she came as Gadadhar Pandit. So, the point is, in the spiritual context, one can become many and many can also become one. So here is the example of how many has become one. Lalita, Vishakha and Arjuna. Not the Pandava Arjun, third Pandava Arjun, but the cowherd boy Arjun of Braja. So these three personalities. And also, yes, the four personalities actually. And the third Pandava Arjun is also in Ramananda Rai. So this is, we have to understand that this is the spiritual reality. Krishna can make anything happen. So, but predominantly Ramananda Rai is Vishakha Devi. Sarup Damodar is Lalita, Ramananda Rai is Vishakha. But aspect of Lalita is also there in Ramananda Rai. Aspect of Arjun, the cowherd boy, is there in Ramananda Rai. And the third Pandava Arjun is also there in Ramananda Rai. Incidentally, Ramananda Rai had five brothers. Four other brothers. There were five. So all five Pandavas appeared as the son of Bhavananda Rai. So who is Bhavananda Rai then in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes? Obviously he is Pandu, the father of the five Pandavas. Ramananda Rai was a very exalted government officer. He was a governor. And those days, the territory of the king of Orissa stretched all the way up to South India. Orissa to what is today's Andhra Pradesh was his territory. And Ramananda Rai was the governor of that southern part, which is today known as Andhra Pradesh. And he used to reside, at that time he used to live in a place called Kobhur. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to South India from Jagannath Puri he already met very exalted associates of the king, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Shikhi Mahiti, Kashi Mishra. All these, they were very intimate associates of the king. Actually, Kashi Mishra was the guru of the king, Pratapudra. And Pratapudra made arrangements that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stay in the house of Kashi Mishra. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya initially was an impersonalist. Not only an impersonalist, he was actually a Mayavadi, a follower of Shankaracharya. But he was respected as the greatest scholar of Vedanta. But that Vedanta was in the line of Shankaracharya's explanation of Vedanta, following the Kevala Dvaitavada, total impersonalism. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thought that, well, this young sentimentalist, he won't be able to maintain his sannyas. He's young, very handsome. He took sannyas at the age of 24. And it was soon after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, so he was 24 years old at that time. And he's so handsome, so beautiful. And on top of everything, he is such a sentimentalist. He dances, cries, rolls on the ground. And so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a very rigid personality, he thought that he won't be able to maintain his sannyas. And falling down from sannyas order is the most dangerous thing, is the most unfortunate thing to happen. And so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thought that he would rectify this person, give him the real knowledge. By being situated in that knowledge, Vedanta knowledge, he will be fixed up in his sannyas. But eventually, as you know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya found himself to be wrong, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the real understanding. And as a result of that, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became a devotee. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very close, very intimate relationship with Ramananda Rai. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told him that, look, you are considering me to be a devotee and you are enjoying my association. You can't imagine what will happen to you when you meet Ramananda Rai, because he is such an exalted devotee of Krishna. So, when you go to South India, make it a point to meet with Ramananda Rai. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to hear that he would meet such an exalted devotee. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to South India after leaving Jagannath Puri, one day he came to the bank of, when he was sitting on the bank of Godavari River. And there he saw that this very aristocratic, very exalted personality, opulent personality, came surrounded by many, many brahmanas in a palanquin. He was being carried. The brahmanas were chanting the Vedic hymns, and ceremoniously he came and took bath in the river. And Ramananda Rai saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the bank of the river, sitting there. They just saw each other. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately recognized that this is Ramananda Rai. And Ramananda Rai also recognized that this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for whom, about whom he heard so much. So, they had a very intimate exchange at that time, and all the Brahmanas were surprised that what's going on. This general, the sannyasis don't deal with materialistic people, especially very opulent personality. And this person is the governor, and he is having such a intimate exchange with this sannyasi, which is also unusual. And it was unusual for both the personalities to behave in that way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognized Ramananda Rai, also understood that this is not the place to have a real Krishna conscious exchange. So he decided that they would meet again in another time, because these Brahmanas and those people who are around, they will somehow create some disturbance, or is creating some disturbance. So then again they met, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. One day Ramananda Rai came, and just accompanied by one Brahman with him, one assistant, and they had their very intimate discussion. They were very, very happy to meet each other. Like, they met again after such a long separation. So, that is Radha, Srimati Radharani and Vishakha Devi met again. Can you imagine how wonderful that meeting will be? Two most intimate friends are meeting after a long separation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they sat down, and then at some point Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to ask Ramananda Rai some questions. So here we can see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes is just the other end, the counterpart of Krishna's pastimes. In Krishna Leela, Krishna was instructing Arjuna Bhagavad Gita. Now this aspect, in this pastimes, Krishna is asking Arjuna, so Arjuna, now tell me what you understood about Bhagavad Gita. And this is as if this is how the conversation started. What Krishna instructed, now Krishna is checking, just as a teacher sometimes asks the student. So tell me what you understood. And he questions the student, and he expects the student to answer. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking questions, and Ramananda Rai was answering. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, tell me, what is the ultimate goal of life? Then Ramananda Rai, quoting Bhagavad Gita, said that, I'm sorry, quoting Purans, said that to follow the Varnashram is the ultimate goal of life. And he substantiated his point. He said, Varnashrama Charabata Purushena Parat Puman Vishnur Aradhate Pantha Nainam Tattosha Karanam. To follow the Varnashram, Varnashrama Charabata, by following Varnashram, when one worships Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the ultimate goal of life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, that's external. And reason he is saying it's external, because Varnashram is based on the bodily designation, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So that is, although worshipping Vishnu, but that is not the ultimate goal of life. It is external because it's pertaining to the body. Then Ramananda Rai said, to offer all the results of one's activities to Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. Karma yoga. Jat karosi, jat asnasi, jat juhosi dadasi jat, jat taposhoshi konteya, tat kurusha madarpanam. Whatever he substantiated from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's own instruction. Arjuna, whatever you do, jat karosi, jat asnasi, whatever you eat, jat juhosi, whatever sacrifice you perform, dadasi jat, whatever you give in charity, jat taposhoshi, whatever austerities you perform, tat kurusha madarpanam. You offer the results of all that to me. So that is the principle of karma yoga or karma mishra bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that also. It's external. Iho bhajyo age kahvan. It's the external. Tell me what is beyond that. Tell me something higher than that. I'm not impressed. So then Ramananda Rai spoke about karma tag, renunciation of karma. And he quoted the verse, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papibhyo moksha isyami ma sucha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that's also external. Tell me something beyond that. Then Ramananda Rai mentioned about jnana mishra bhakti. Jnana yoga. Karma yoga, karma tag, then he came to jnana yoga. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kangshati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktin lavate param. So Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, when one becomes situated in the Brahma Bhuta platform and his heart becomes completely satisfied, Prasannatma, then at that point he recognizes, he sees everyone with an equal vision. Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu and Mad Bhakti Lavate Param. At that time he receives my bhakti. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that also. So that's also external. Because although it is talking about bhakti, but the goal of that is not really pure devotion, but it is actually, the goal is liberation. And although one is situated in a liberated stage, but that is also not the ultimate goal of life. Then Ramananda Rai spoke about Shuddha Bhakti. Anna Bhilashita Shunnam Jnana Karmad Anabritam Anukullena Krishnanusilanam Bhaktir Uttama. Anna Abhilashita Shunnam. When one is free from all other desires, Jnana Karmad Anabritam. He is freed from the coverings of jnana and karma. So this bhakti is not mixed with karma or mixed with jnana. So previously what he mentioned about bhakti, but that bhakti was mixed with karma. Karma mishra bhakti or karma yoga. And jnana mishra bhakti or jnana yoga. But here he is talking about jnana karmad anabritam. He is freed from the coverings of jnana and karma. And anukullena krishnanushilanam. Whatever is favorable to Krishna's pleasure, just accept that, and that is called uttama bhakti or Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional soul. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, that's right. Now tell me what is beyond that. So Ramananda Rai said, he said that of all the bhaktis, there is Shanta Bhakti, which is the highest. Mahaprabhu said, yes, that's true, but tell me what is beyond that. Then he spoke about Dasya Bhakti, servitorship, devotional service as a servant. Now first one was devotional service in neutrality. He's devotee of Krishna, but he is meditating on Krishna in his mind. Vishnu Smaranam, Krishna's activities, Krishna's pastimes, he is remembering, he is going on in his mind, he is meditating on that. But there is no service. So higher than that is service to Krishna through devotion in the mellow of servitorship, as a servant. Mahaprabhu said, yes, that's right. Now tell me what's beyond that. Then Ramananda Rai mentioned about devotional service in friendship. A devotion to Krishna as a friend is higher than devotional service to Krishna as a servant. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned, yes, that's right. Tell me what is beyond that. Then Ramananda Rai said, devotional service as a father and mother to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vatsyala Ras is the highest. Mahaprabhu said, yes, that is true. But tell me what is beyond that. Then Ramananda Rai, in response to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's question, said that the devotional service in conjugal melo is the highest. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that. And then he said, tell me what is beyond that. Ramananda Rai said, I never knew that anyone could ask what is beyond that. But you are asking me the questions. At the same time, you are actually empowering me also to answer these questions. Now, if you empower me, then probably I'll be able to say something. And in this way, Ramananda Rai explained that the conjugal melo, the way the Braja Gopis, the cowherd damsels, were serving, that is the highest. That is the highest. And because these Braja Gopis gave up everything. For a woman, her reputation is the most important thing. But these girls of Braja, they didn't care for their reputation. They just, they didn't care what people are talking about them, how people thought of them, how people spoke about them, thought about them. Like they were seen as someone who are devoid of a character. They were unchaste. But the ultimate chastity is actually to become connected to Krishna, become attracted to Krishna, become attached to Krishna. So this is how he established that the Braja Gopis' love for Krishna was the highest. In conjugal melo, there are two types of conjugal melo again. One is the conjugal relationship between husband and wife, and conjugal relationship between lover and beloved, beyond any social consideration. So this parokhya is the highest conjugal melo. And then he pointed out that all these gopis, that Krishna was dancing with 16,000 gopis. Krishna was dancing with 16,000 gopis, and then, but there was one Krishna between two gopis. But in the center, Krishna was dancing with one gopi. So that gopi must be very special. And then at one point, this gopi became upset with Krishna, and she left the Rasa Mandali, Rasa dance. And when she left, Krishna left all those 16,000 gopis and ran after her. So she must be very special. And in this way, Ramananda Rai established the supreme position of Srimati Radharani. And then, while he was describing that, he just started to describe that this Krishna and Radha, this gopi, this particular gopi who is the most intimate devotee of Krishna, they, at the end of Rasa, at the height of their loving exchange, they embraced each other. And when they embraced each other, they lost their own identity and they became one. So at that point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu covered Ramananda Rai's mouth and said, okay, fine, you don't have to speak anymore. Because now his identity is going to become revealed. So that's why he just stopped Ramananda Rai from speaking any further. So in this way, through Ramananda Rai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the purpose of his mission. Why he came, and just through this one beautiful exchange with Ramananda Rai, this purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, who he is, why he came, and what he is giving, what that is, had been so wonderfully explained. So, Sri Ramananda Rai ki. Does anybody have any question? Yes? The principle, the predominating aspect of Ramananda Rai is Vishakha Devi. And Ramananda Rai is also Lalita Devi. And Arjun the cowherd boy, and Arjun the Pandava. So these four personalities are there in Arjun. In this respect, it has been pointed out that initial exchange between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the mood of Arjun. But then it came to a point which is beyond Arjun. Like Arjun is aware of Krishna's pastimes in Dwarka. Arjun doesn't have information about Vrindavan. So that aspect of Ramananda Rai that was revealing is that of Lalita and Vishakha. Mainly Vishakha Devi, as we mentioned. Yes?
The Mayavadis use this as an argument to justify their Advaita philosophy that everyone is...
How?
Well, if four personalities become one, then it proves that individuality is not maintained eternally.
Four personalities are becoming one, but not as a light, but as a person. Right? Four personalities become person. But they say no person. So that is the defect of there. If at all they come up with that kind of stupid question, this is a kind of a slap that they'll get on their face. Yes, Mother Krishna Priya.
Can you tell
us something about Vishakha? Well, Lalit, see, these two personalities are on two sides of Srimati Radharani. And Lalita Devi's inclination is more towards Krishna. Whereas Vishakha Devi's inclination is more towards Radharani. Like when Radha and Krishna gets into a fight, then Lalita takes Krishna's side to justify how Krishna was right. And Vishakha Devi takes the side of Radharani. And between these two, Lalita Devi is fiery, very hot personality, hot-tempered. Whereas Vishakha Devi is more tender and mellow. But both are friends of Srimati Radharani. Therefore we find that in our altar, Radha Krishna, Lalita Devi is next to Krishna and Vishakha Devi is next to Srimati Radharani. And anyway, like these are, and Vishakha Devi is a personality who is also in trying to engage everyone in Radharani's service, for Radharani's pleasure. That is her only concern, how to please Srimati Radharani. And their main consideration is how to unite between Radha and Krishna all the time. They can't see them separated. They're always concerned how to unite them. Hare Krishna. Yes?
I'm always surprised when somebody from Krishna Leela comes and then they're not engaging as a Brahmin, but like in that kind of work.
They're not being engaged as?
A Brahmin.
Brahmin,
you know,
okay.
They're engaged in like government service, which seems so distracting from what they are internally engaged in.
What about the residents of Braja? Residents of Vrindavan?
Yeah.
Are they Brahmins?
No, but their lifestyle is conducive to always remembering Krishna and loving him.
What do you think Ramananda Rai was doing?
I know. I wonder how he could do that and still manage his government.
Well, if Arjun can remember Krishna in the battlefield, right, while fighting a battle, Ramananda Raya can jolly well remember Krishna while he is doing his administrative service. But of course, one thing Ramananda Raya did, that at some point, Ramananda Raya resigned from the service. After he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not interested in government service anymore. So he appealed to King Pratap Rudra to give him, to make him retire, to allow him to retire. And he explained why he wanted to, and Pratap Rudra was very pleased to hear that. So he made him resign with full pay, full salary. He was getting his salary and he didn't do any government service. He just stayed with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all the time. So, you see, ultimately it is not a question of becoming a Brahmana or Kshatriya. The ultimate consideration is to remember Krishna all the time. And that's what Ramananda Raya did. Like, yes, as you were pointing out, there was some hindrance to that remembrance to Krishna. Therefore, he just quit the job and wanted to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all the time. He didn't care for, how maintenance, earning money or anything. But the king was so generous and such a great devotee of Krishna that he gave him full pension, full salary as pension. So, Ramananda Raya was a great poet, a dramatist, and there are so many other wonderful incidences that I didn't want to get into because of the time. Ramananda Raya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Ramananda Raya is the greatest devotee And his activities were as such that when people, there was a room for others to misunderstand him or his position. Mahaprabhu pointed out that he doesn't have any body consciousness. Even his intimate dealings with young women, the dancers, he used to direct them to dance in front of Lord Jagannath. And pointed out that that is, Ramananda Rai's heart is completely pure, so that there is no question of any kind of agitation in his mind being in close association with women. So, and Prabhupada also pointed out that one should not artificially try to imitate those activities of Ramananda Rai. Only Ramananda Rai can act like that. Nobody should try to imitate those activities of Ramananda Rai. Anyway, Srila Ramananda Rai ki jai, Gaur Premanande hai.